Hi, this is the April 1st, 2024 edition of Scholastic News for Grade 4. I'm Chris, radio volunteer Karen Finnegan. On the front cover is a photo of a baby rhino named Indra, and the headline reads, "Can this rhino save its species?" Two baby rhinos raise hope for the future of one of the world's most endangered animals. Life Science, the race to save rhinos. Two Sumatran rhinos were recently born in Indonesia. Can they help save their species? As you read, think about why are the births of Indra and Angie so important. Words to know. Sanctuary, noun, a place that provides shelter or protection. Poaching, noun, the illegal hunting of animals. A Sumatran rhinoceros named Indra trails behind his mother, Delilah. They splash around in a mud puddle before lying down side by side for a nap. Indra may seem like an ordinary rhino, but his birth last November at a sanctuary in Indonesia was cause for celebration. It followed the birth of another Sumatran rhino, a female named Angie. She was born at the same sanctuary just 2 months before. Why were their births such big news? Sumatran rhinos are among the most endangered animals on Earth. By some estimates, fewer than 50 of them are left in the wild. Sumatran rhinos are really rare, explains Stacy Struther. She works for the International Rhino Foundation. So for this species, literally every single birth is a really big deal. Rhinos at risk. There are 5 rhino species spread out across Asia and Africa. In the early 1900s, as many as 500,000 roamed the wild. Today, that number is down to about 27,000. Sumatran rhinos are nearly extinct. One big reason all rhinos are in trouble is poaching. Hunters shoot the animals and saw off their horns, leaving the bodies behind. The horns can sell for $300,000 each. Many people believe that rhino horns can cure illnesses. They are often ground into a powder and used in medicines. But in reality, rhino horns don't have any healing powers. They're made of keratin, the same material found in human hair and nails. Still, there's a big demand for these horns. Habitat loss is another threat. As the human population in Indonesia grows, more land is cleared to make room for roads and homes. Sumatran rhinos have fewer places to live. With so few rhinos in the wild, it's hard to keep the population growing. There's a photo that accompanies this article, and it says, "Delilah and Indra take a mud bath. Mud cools rhino's skin and protects it from insects." They look like they're having fun. Saving a species. That's why the arrival of Indra and Angie was so important. They were born at the Sumatran Rhino Sanctuary. It was built in 1996 in the animal's natural habitat in Wai Kambas National Park. Veterinarians there run a breeding program to help grow the rhino population. Their goal is to one day move the animals to the wild. The sanctuary is home to 10 Sumatran rhinos. Armed guards protect the animals around the clock. Vets give the rhinos checkups every day. Struther says Indra and Angie are healthy and growing fast. The calves have made her hopeful that the species can make a comeback. Rhinos have been on this planet for millions of years, Struther says. It's our responsibility to keep them here as long as possible. Get to know Sumatran rhinos. In the wild, they live only on two islands in Indonesia. Sumatran rhinos are the smallest rhino species. But they're not so small. They weigh up to 2,000 pounds and can measure about 10 feet long. They're also the hairiest rhinos. Newborns often have full coats of hair. Adults are covered with patches of short, dark, stiff hair. Their front horns may be more than 2 feet long, but are usually much shorter. The second horn often looks like a small bump. Big debate. Are youth sports too intense? As you read, think about what are some benefits of playing sports. And words to know. Professional, adjective, related to being paid to do something others do for fun, such as playing sports. Obligation, noun, a duty, something a person feels they must do. LaShawn Lyle spends just about all his free time playing basketball. The fifth grader is from Chattanooga, Tennessee. He can often be found on the court copying the moves of his favorite professional players. On weekends, he sometimes travels for hours to compete in tournaments. One website ranks LaShawn as one of the top 10 basketball players in the entire country among kids his age. I want to go to the NBA, says LaShawn. That takes a lot of practice, dedication, and hard work. LaShawn is one of countless young athletes in the U.S. who dream of one day going pro. Many kids train and compete year-round in sports such as soccer, baseball, swimming, and tennis. However, not everyone thinks all that intense competition is a good idea. Some people say it puts too much pressure on kids and takes the fun out of playing sports. They argue that when competing starts to feel like an obligation, kids lose interest. Are youth sports too intense? Yes. For many kids, sports can seem like a full-time job that leaves little time for friends and family. And specializing in one sport can prevent athletes from exploring other interests. If you focus too much on one sport at a young age, you may miss out on something else you may enjoy, explains Charles Popkin. He's a doctor who works with young athletes. He has treated many kids who've gotten injuries from using the same muscles over and over. Another problem for young athletes is burnout. The pressure of competing can lead them to quit a sport altogether. Also, the cost of league fees, equipment, travel, and lessons can really add up. Many people also worry that kids and their parents are setting unrealistic goals. After all, the chances of playing a sport professionally are slim. For example, by one estimate, only about 1 in 2,600 high school basketball players make it to the pros. No. Many people argue that playing sports is similar to playing piano, chess, or anything else. To be your best, you have to practice. They point out that top athletes like tennis champion Coco Gauff began training seriously at a young age. Many kids know that facing the best competition often requires traveling to tournaments. LaShawn says it also helped him bond with his teammates. In addition, a lot of parents say they'd rather see their kids playing sports than spending more time on their phones or playing video games. They say as long as kids are having fun and not being pushed too hard, what's the harm? Plus, kids who are serious about sports learn the importance of hard work and determination. That can help them succeed as adults in sports and beyond. Coco Gauff, who we just spoke about, plays tennis, was 7 years old when she started playing. She was 14 when she turned pro, and her earnings in 2023 were $22.7 million. What do you think? Highlight two pieces of evidence to support your opinion. Use that evidence to write an argument essay. Then cast your vote at scholastic.com/SN4. Earth science. Eyes on the sky. Words to know. Contiguous. Adjective. Connected or touching. Alaska and Hawaii are not part of the contiguous United States. On April 8th, people in North America will get to watch an incredible event called a total solar eclipse. This happens when the moon moves between Earth and the sun, blocking nearly all the sun's light. For a few minutes, the sun will disappear and day will seem to turn to night. Total solar eclipses take place about once every year and a half, but they don't always occur where people can see them. This year's total solar eclipse will be the first since 2017 that will be visible across parts of the United States. Disappearing act. People in what's called the path of totality will be in total darkness for more than 4 minutes. In the U.S., the total eclipse will begin at around 1:30 p.m. Central Time near Eagle Pass, Texas. Over the next hour, the giant shadow will move northeast. About 32 million Americans live in the path of totality, and as many as 4 million more people are expected to travel to the area to experience darkness in the daytime. People who aren't directly in the path of totality will be able to see a partial eclipse. This is when some or most of the sun's light is blocked. The partial eclipse will be visible to some degree in all 48 contiguous states. In New York City, for example, about 90% of the sun will be blocked. About 34% will be covered in San Francisco, California. Wherever you are, don't forget to look up at the sky on April 8th. Just make sure to protect your eyes. Looking directly at the sun, even during an eclipse, can damage your eyes. So grab a pair of special eclipse glasses and watch this rare event. The next total solar eclipse in the contiguous U.S. won't take place until August 2044. Bye-bye balloons. Celebrations may look different in Laguna Beach, California these days. Starting this year, a new law there bans the sale and use of balloons at beaches, parks, and other public places. Anyone who breaks the law could face a fine of up to $500. Similar laws exist in other places in the U.S., including Manhattan Beach, California, Nantucket, Massachusetts, and Jacksonville, Florida. The bans come in response to growing concerns about how balloons affect ocean life and the environment. After balloons are released into the air, they eventually pop or deflate. When deflated balloons float back down, they often end up on beaches or in the ocean. Birds, turtles, and other creatures can mistake them for food and choke on them. Sometimes animals get tangled up in balloon strings. Balloons can have a negative effect on humans, too. For example, balloons can get caught in power lines and cause power outages and fires. Between 2015 and 2020, balloons contributed to more than 1,000 power outages in Southern California alone. Residents of Laguna Beach don't have to give up balloons completely. They can continue to buy balloons outside of the city and use them at home. But officials say the balloons must be properly discarded in the trash and never released outside. Picture this. There's a photo of a forest of curved trees. They kind of look like fish hooks. They're curved at the bottom and then go straight up. It's easy to see how the crooked forest got its name. The forest in Poland, a country in Europe, has about 400 curved pine trees. How the trees got their shape is a mystery. The growing trunks may have been bent sideways during a powerful storm. Another theory is that farmers forced the trunks to bend over time. They may have planned to use the curved wood to build furniture or ships. News review. Meet more rhinos. The Sumatran rhino is one of five types of rhinos. Here are the other four. White. Number left. Fewer than 16,000. Home continent. Africa. An adult male white rhino can weigh more than 6,000 pounds. Among land mammals, only elephants are heavier. Despite its name, this rhino is actually gray. Greater one-horned. Number left. About 4,000. Home continent. Asia. Second in size to the white rhino, this species got its name because of its single horn. It is also known as the Indian rhino. Javan. Number left. About 70. Home continent. Asia. This one-horned rhino is found only in one national park on the island of Java in Indonesia. Black. Number left. About 6,000. Home continent. Africa. Like white rhinos, black rhinos are gray. Dried mud on their skin often makes them look much darker. There's also on the last page an infographic about meeting more rhinos. You might want to ask your parent, teacher, or guardian to help you with the questions related to it. And there are also questions related to the rest of the issue that you can ask for help with. That completes the April 1st, 2024 edition of Scholastic News for Grade 4. I'm Karen Finnegan. So long until next time.